The Gemara Masecht in the Dorim, Daf Ches Amar Aleph, teaches us, Amrav Gidl, Amarav, Ha'oim Lechaver Nashkim, V'nishna Perigzeh, Ha'oim Ashkim V'eshna Perigzeh, Eshna Masechtazu, if somebody says, I'm going to learn a certain Perig, or learn a certain Masechta, Neder Godl Nodal Alkei Yisrael. He has made a very significant an important nether. Ask the Gemara, how can we consider that a valid nether? He already is obligated to learn Torah. So, as we've learned previously, on top of this Amid, the Gemara's question is that a nether Chala Neder, Vein Shvuah Chalal Shvuah. So if he already has this previous obligation, how could this Neder be Chal? My Kamashman, will you tell me that what Rav Gidl with this statement is trying to teach us, that Fila Zruzi Ba'alma, that a person can make a Neder in order to encourage himself to do what's right? And I saw a beautiful vart from the Kedushas Yontif to help us understand this concept of Zruze Ba'alma. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, the end of Masechta Ksuvis, that Klal Yisrael are called an Amma Paziza, a nation that's hasty, a nation that's quick. Why? The kadmu pumaychu ludnaychu. They say before they hear. Because Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma. First they said that they'll do, and then v'nishma will hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And actually, if you think about it, says the Kedushas Yontif, it is indeed difficult to understand. How could someone say, Nasa v'nishma? Shouldn't it really be Nishma? They should hear what they're obligating themselves, and then only afterwards Nasa, says the Kedushas Yontif. Klal Yisrael were concerned that if they're going to wait until Nishma, if they're going to wait until they hear, they may never do what they're supposed to do. So that's why they immediately say Nasa. They accept that they obligated themselves. Then Nishma will hear. What's the point? Because sometimes a person has a moment where he has an aspiris to do what's right. And one has to seize that moment. And that's what the Gemara means here too. Here, a person had a moment where he decided, I'm going to spend more time in learning. And he doesn't want to lose that momentum. So Zruze, he says, the Shua. But ask the Gemara a tremendous lesson. But that we already learned on top of the Amid. Hainu the Rav Gidl Kamaisa, that we already learned on top of the Amid. Answers the Gemara, there's a very big Chiddush here. Ha Kamashwa, the Chiddush in this Gemara is, the boy Pata Nafshei, the Krishma Shachas Arvis, had he wanted, he could have just fulfilled the mitzvah with Krishma, with Shachas Arvis. So, with that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. And now this person accepted upon himself to learn more, he has no chiv to do that. So that's not a nether al gabi nether. And that's why, b'shem hachi chayel shvu'olei. Ask the Ran, a gevaldig akasha. The Gemara, in Masech the Kedushin, daf lamed amar aleph, says, Tana rabban v'shinantam, she'idivrei Torah, m'chudadim b'ficha. We say every day in Krishma, v'shinantam v'necha. And what does that mean? A person has to be proficient in all of Torah. If somebody asks him any question in Torah, he should be able to answer it immediately. By saying Krishma in the morning and the evening, you have not fulfilled that. So, the Ran has a very interesting approach on how to answer this question. He answers that even though we're learning that ain't shvua chal ashvua, when is there halacha? And since somebody's mujvav oimav ha-sinai, on all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, a shvua cannot be chal on that shvua. Says the Ran, that's only regarding a shvua, regarding a mitzvah in the Torah that is explicit in the Torah. For example, we want to make a shvua. I'm going to put on tefillin every day. The Torah tells us explicitly that one has to put on tefillin every day. So on that, there's a concept of ein shvua chal al shvua. And the second shvua would not be chal, because he already has a obligation, misinai, to put on tefillin every day. But the obligation of ishinantum v'necho, which is not explicit in the Torah, it's only as we just quoted the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, shei divrei Torah mechudat meficha as a drasha, the concept of ein shvua chal al shvua does not apply to something which is learned from a drasha. And actually, in understanding this Gemara, the Rosh Hash asks a question. The Gemara begins that if somebody says, Ashka v'nishna perigzeh mesechta zu, if somebody accepts upon himself that he's going to learn a sechta mesechta, a certain perik, the Gemara asks, v'lai mushba v'aymer hu. Ask the Rosh Hash, why is that considered mushba v'aymer? A person doesn't have to learn that perik. You don't have to learn any specific mesechta. You don't have to learn any specific perik. And therefore, why would that not be? Why is this considered a problem of ein shvua chal al shvua? So the Shalmei Nedarim explains that yes, one is not obligated to learn any perik, any specific perik, any specific mesechta, but one is obligated to learn. And since one is obligated to learn, he is mekayim the mitzvah with any Torah that he learns. And therefore, it's considered a shvua chal al shvua because he already has a prior obligation as the Gemara to learn. That's the Shalmei Nedarim's approach. The Din Yaakov explains the Gemara's question. Is not that the Gemara meant to ask. It's not Pash Pashar in the Gemara. It's not that the person meant to ask, that the Gemara meant to ask, that the Shvua is not Chal. Absolutely the Shvua is Chal. Absolutely the Shvua is Chal. The Gemara's question is, why does Rav Gidl call it Neder Gadol Nadal Elokei Yisrael? Why does the Gemara call it a Neder Gadol? What's the Neder Gadol? You're already mechuyev to learn. So all you did now was just specify what you're going to learn. That doesn't fall into the category. That should not be called Neder Gadol. Other Mefarshim say a different pshat. Again, not Pasha pshat in the Gemara. They say what the Gemara means when somebody said, made a ned that he's going to learn perek zeh, it doesn't mean a certain perek. It means perek zeh a certain time. A person made a ned that I'm going to designate a certain time every day that I'm going to learn. And ask the Gemara, why is that not considered ned chal ned? I already have a prior obligation to have to learn all of the time. To which the Gemara says, you don't have to learn all the time, you only have to learn, you could be Yaitzu Krishma Shachas for Arvis. But there's another approach in the Mefarshim, which we're going to discuss. There are Mefarshim that say, no, that every Jew is Mechuyiv to learn Kalatara Kula. I saw this from Shmuel Rozovsky. Every Jew is Mechuyiv to learn Kalatara Kula. So if you're Mechuyiv to know and learn Kalatara Kula, and that's indeed perhaps what it means of Vishinantam Vanecha, Shei Divei Tayyim Chudodim Beficha. So that's why it's very gishmak when the Gemara says, it's very gishmak when the Gemara asks, he already is mushba. He's mushba on every perik. He's mushba on every mesechta. He's mushba on every word of Torah that he's obligated to learn. So it's a shvua chal al shvua. So we have here the Ran that just identified what is the shvua midaraisa. The Ran says the Shvua Deraisa is Vishinanton Vanecha. But the Ran said that we only learn it from a drasha. The Rosh learns the Shvua is La Yom Sevatar Hazami Picha Fagisa by Yomam Velayla. So the way I saw Reb Baruch Ber in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel on Masechet Gedushin Simen Chav Zayin explained the Gemara as follows, according to the Ran. He explains that there are actually three psukim that we have to think about. There's the pasuk of Bishapachov Kumecha. That pasuk teaches us, as the Gemara Masechet Menachos says, Omer of Ami Midvarov Sharyoisi Nilmoit, Afil Lashon Adam El Perig Echad Bishachris, or Perig Echad Ba'avis, if somebody learned in the morning and the evening, Kie Mitzvus Layom Sefer Torah Zami Picha. Omer of Yachim Shem Rishim Yachai, as our Gemara just taught us, Afil Lekar El Krishma Shachris for Arvis, Kie Layomish. The person has Bimekayim Layomish. So, Reb Baruch Ber explained, so for that you fulfilled the basic minimum. Explains Reb Baruch Ber. To be Mekayim, there's a mitzvah of a Shabbachov Kamecha. That mitzvah one fulfills by saying Krishna in the morning and the evening, as our Gemara just said. But then, the Gemara teaches us that there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Vishinantan Vanecha. There's a mitzvah of Gisa by Yom Velayla. And as Baruch Ber explains, the mitzvah of Gisa by Yom Velayla is a quantitative mitzvah. Person is supposed to spend all of his time learning. Vishinantan Vanecha is a qualitative mitzvah. How is one supposed to learn? He's supposed to learn Torah so well, until the Torah is clear in your mouth, Shem Tishalch Adam Dover Al Tagamgim Al Tamaloy Miyad, be able to answer every question, have such a clarity in Torah. That, says Reb Baruch Ber, is not a mitzvah every moment. For that to be a mitzvah every moment, so every moment I have those mitzvahs. And if I have that mitzvah, I can't make another shvu to do a mitzvah to learn, because I already have an obligation midoraisa to learn that moment. What that mitzvah says is, says Reb Baruch Ber, that a person should spend as much time as he can learning. Up, and not just learning, but learning well. Vishinantam Vanecha. But that isn't a mitzvah in every moment. So now it's very geschmack. Since it's not a mitzvah only every moment, the mitzvah b'shapachov kamecha is a mitzvah every morning I have to learn. No excuse. And I can be mekayim that with Krishma, the Gemara Masechta Menachos teaches us. There's a mitzvah every night to learn. I can be mekayim that with saying Krishma in the evening. That's not what our Gemara is talking about. Our Gemara is speaking that a person is learning in a different time. There is no specific chiv every moment to learn. Since there's a chiv to learn as much as you can, as well as you can. And especially, says the Ran, since that's not learned from a mitzvah, a pasuk b'feirush in the Torah, that's learned from a drasha, that's why shvua chal al shvua. And the Arsa Meach takes this a step further. And I think he's following on what the Reb Baruch Ber is saying in the Berachah Shmuel. He's saying what the Gemara means to say is not that every person has the same chiv. Can we say that a person who's a Talmud Chacham and enjoys learning and can learn has the exact same chiv as a person who's not a Talmud Chacham? Can we say a person who has more available time has the same chiv as a person who has less available time? Of course, we can't say that. And since we can't say that every person is identical, so we can't say that the mitzvah is a firm mitzvah. Because word for a mitzvah, everybody's obligation in tefillin is identical. Everybody's obligation in dal aminim are identical, no matter who you are. And that's why, says the Or Sameach, this is not your regular mitzvah. And therefore, since it's not your regular mitzvah, the klal of Ein Shvur Chal al Shvur would not be here. But there's a very deep part that we're saying now. We're really saying different than the Ran. The Ran is saying a new limud. V'shinantan levanecha is a full-fledged mitzvah d'oraisa. Just since it's only learnt with a drasha, that's why Shvur Chal al Shvur. We're saying it's a different type of mitzvah. When it's a mitzvah, that's an absolute chiv, that's a clear mitzvah. So of course there's a rule, Ein Shvur Chal al Shvur. But Talmud Torah tells us the Or Sameach is a very different type of mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is a very subjective mitzvah. And if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Kol ish mi Yisrael chai b'talmud Torah, v'afil ba'al ishu barim chai l'kvoy zman l'talmud Torah, b'yoyim b'layla, sh'nemar v'gisabay yoyim b'layla. Says the Sman, that if somebody is unable to learn, unless not more than saying Krishma Shachros V'Aris, he's Yoytze the Mitzvah. And we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, Kalish Yisrael Chayiv Talmud Torah, Bein Oni, Bein Osher, Bein Sholem Begufoy, Bein Bal Yisurim, Bein Bocher, Bein Zokin Godel, Afilu Oni Amachse Al Psochim, Afilu Bal Ishu Ubonim, Chayiv L'Kvoyiz Man L'Talmud Torah, B'Yoyim V'Layla, Shenem V'Gitz B'Yoyim V'Layla. Says Durma, somebody who has a shas atchak, I feel like kara rak krishma of shachas for arvis, lo yamusha mipicha karina bay. Umishi efshloi limoid. If somebody who can't learn of nation any day klal limoid, he can't learn of neitir the shiyashloi continues to shachonarach, yasper lacher malaymim. So if you can't learn, support those that can learn. And says Rama, v'tichoshev loy kilolamed batzmai, and it will be considered as if you learned yourself. V'yoch adam lasnesim chaveroi, and indeed, the Rama says one can make a yisachas vulan arrangement. V'yoch adam lasnesim chaveroi shu yasik b'toyra, that he'll learn, v'hu yamtzloi panosoi, and the other person will support him, v'yachalkim b'b'schar, and they'll divide the schar. Avol im kfar osbik toyra, if somebody already learned, now it's too late to make such an arrangement. And the Mashah says, the importance of mitzvahs learning Torah, says the Mashah, that if somebody wants to learn Torah, and he feels he can learn Torah better in a certain place, and his parents don't want to learn Torah in that place, he's not, Talmud Torah goes first. He should go to where he can learn better. Also interesting, and this is very much in line with what we're learning, the Pesach Tshuva discusses a situation where a person was accepted upon himself that he's going to learn a certain amount of Gemara every day. He's going to learn the Daf Yomi every day. Or he's going to learn a certain amount of time every day. And there was a day that for whatever reason he didn't learn what he was supposed to learn. Or he didn't, the amount of time he was supposed to learn, or the amount that he was supposed to learn. Can he make it up? So he says, only that night. Afterwards it's not. Why? So if we follow the approach that we've been learning, that the mitzvah Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah that you have to learn a certain amount. Mitzvah is that a person has to spend, a person according to his situation has to spend as much time as is available to learn. So tomorrow has its own chiyuv, and today has its chiyuv. I can't make up tomorrow today's chiyuv, because the chiyuv is to learn every moment I can. So tomorrow I have to learn every moment I can, and today I have to learn every moment I can. And tomorrow can't make up for today.